This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
You've gone to the movie theater to get takeout?
This is another thing that people
People do this.
What? Yes.
Why? Because of the butter?
Because it's movie theater popcorn.
But you could get movie theater popcorn in the grocery store.
No, that's grocery store popcorn.
Popcorn is not different enough that it's worth going in and getting movie theater popcorn.
It certainly is. You're not living until you're going into the movie theater, getting popcorn, and going home. Why do you think they sell it before you have to go into the theater? Why do they sell it where the general public can just walk in and buy treats? Why is it there
That's a coincidence. They didn't put that out there.
Is that true? If that's a coincidence, where do I buy food at a Sabres game? After the ticketed portion. Where do I buy food at the airport? After the ticketed portion.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
And he returns as his season approaches. I think I'm referring to myself in the second person there. When you don't use your name, but you refer to yourself as he went somewhere, to the I went somewhere. It's almost fall. And it's like 55 outside. It's wonderful. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Jeremy and Joe. We're back.
Yeah, there's a certain spice in my drink this morning.
There's another sign.
You know, it's a sign.
You went pumpkin spice.
I did. It was available. Let's go. Let's jump right in.
I've got no problem. None.
No, Halloween decorations aren't up yet, but sure, there's some pumpkin spice in my coffee this
morning. We're going back to school shopping this week for the kids. It's not even back to school. It's go to school shopping. And we're probably late to do it.
On August 26th, I mean...
They start next week.
I mean, when did we start doing that, like, 3 months early?
I don't
remember as a kid doing it, like, 2 months in advance.
I feel like
it's
more
it
than
weeks.
The week before. I'm kind of calling myself out here as, you know,
all right,
procrastinating a little bit. But, yeah, it's turning to fall. Good times. Hold-ins are ending.
Ah, I know. No trades. I'm so annoyed with the league. This whole offseason, all these trade requests, none of them honored.
They got a new one, Jacoby Myers now.
What are the odds he's going to get traded? 2%?
It's low. Like, he'd be a seventh for a sixth, but the Raiders probably don't want to trade him because he's good.
A seventh for a sixth?
Yeah, like one of those late swaps.
You think he's, because I think he's good.
Like, I also think he's good, but this time of year, it's always tough to make a trade.
That's true.
All these trades that are happening are for sevenths and sixths.
I mean, if that's their best offer, I'll give them a fourth. You want a fourth for Jacoby Myers? He's good.
He is good.
Somebody should want that. New England should want him back.
He is good. His cap hit wouldn't fit on the Bills, though, right? He's got like a decent cap hit. He was paid $15 million a year like 2 years ago. And
look, at Jeremy's back for 8 seconds, and we're talking about trading for wide
receivers.
That's right.
You did it too.
Although I did that. I did that, didn't I?
You brought it up.
I did.
And I remember him signing, 3 year, 33.
$14 million cap hit this year. All right,
that's
fine.
That's a number. That's a number. Yeah, we'll get to all that. We'll get to wide receivers, I'm sure. Anyway, good morning. We're back. Sal at 7. Got some fun planned along the way today. It's going to be, fall-ish. 54 degrees today. Yeah. High of 69. Really nice outside. You know, overcast, that kind of thing.
You didn't really miss anything major. Nothing that would qualify under big things happen while Jeremy's away. I don't believe.
No, the things I missed.
What'd you miss? You missed?
McDermott spoke about a couple things right. I think it was the day that I left when he said that the safety position, we're looking for something there.
Yeah, next to
T-Rap.
Taylor Rapp.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're still looking for who's going to play next to Taylor Rapp. That was right before I left.
Yep.
And then also...
You missed a one-handed grab by your guy.
I saw Tyrell Shavers make the catch. That's right. I saw that. I missed... In that same press conference, McDermott said they felt comfortable about receivers 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
And didn't know who 4 and 5 were.
Right.
Which perhaps that drew a reaction from me. Well, I've got some things to mention on that.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Phillips happened while I was gone. This is actually what... This is something I wanted to start with, though, because I have... You know, sometimes, Joe, you probably know how this works. Not being on the air for 3-4 days, I was off last week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I was off yesterday, which I didn't know until Sunday night. I was texting you guys about coming in yesterday.
Yes.
You're like, you don't work. Oh.
You're like, we should do this tomorrow.
Yeah, we're like, you're off, buddy.
What are you doing tomorrow?
That's right. So I had an extra day to think about it. But anyway, the Jordan Phillips thing, I watched it play out where Jordan Phillips is coming back. Okay, all right, I guess that's a thing. Jordan Phillips is going to be signed to the 53-man. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Pause, wait. Okay, now Jordan Phillips is going to be signed to the 53-man. No, the 90-man. Then he's going to be cut. Then he's going to be brought back, and he's going to be on the practice squad, and there's roster finagling and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But in between there was reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And my theory right now, or whatever, my working thing for this morning is, and if you want to give a call on this, 803-0550. My thing is that the reaction actually will tell us something. The reaction, there was what, 24 hours of Jordan Phillips is going to make the 53-man roster?
Yeah.
And in that 24 hours of reaction, whether it was my text club or Twitter or listening to the station or people just coming up and talking to me at a golf tournament saying, Jordan Phillips. What are we doing there? The reaction that became pretty clear was it was a rare, if you will, a rare little Bean's got to get his act together moment.
Mm.
There aren't that many of those. He doesn't.
No.
He doesn't get nearly the same kind of spotlight or whatever microscope that McDermott does. He really doesn't. It's. Yeah, sure, we criticize some of the picks. You like this pick, you got this is good and this is bad. And this one, hey, I don't know what's happening with Cole Bishop or Kyer Elam. But when the Phillips news broke, and again, it was an overreaction because we didn't know all the details of how it was going to work at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that overreaction, almost like it set off like, bing, 10,000 people at once saying, this defensive line better get it together this year, or the GM is going to have to answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the reaction on that was instantaneous, kind of revealing, like, oh, that's all in there for Bills fans. They're kind of ready to pounce on that
right.
If the defensive line doesn't produce something this year.
Right. And Phillips, I mean, he could have been any other player that they were about to sign to the practice squad, and I don't think it really would have. Nobody would have cared.
I agree. It's going back to the well on a guy you knew again.
That's the that's right. A fourth time.
Yeah. That's fourth time. That's Damar Hamlin is back. And okay, well, he's a reasonable starter. Dane Jackson is back. Cole Beasley's back. John Brown's. Like, they love to bring their guys back. And there's definitely merits for why you would do that. But the last time they were going to bring back Jordan Phillips and he got hurt again, and it's like, all right, we like this guy, but I don't know how much he's got left. Phillips last January said, I'll only play here.
Right, or he'll retire, basically.
Which part of that is like, okay, that's a nice compliment to you. The other part of that for me is he doesn't really want any other option.
No.
So, okay, that's bottom of the barrel kind of stuff. I think there are, again, reasons to do it, and it's not a terrible idea on your practice squad. But the bigger point I want to make is just, the reaction was from people I talked to, at a golf tournament and on Twitter, swift sort of, what are they doing at defensive tackle? What are they doing on the line? How could they still be battling with adding someone from the outside, given the number of pieces that they already added in one offseason.
I think, too, that the fact that it is Phillips actually implies, like, oh, they think this guy might have to play. And that might be the biggest difference between him and whoever they would bring back, bring on to the practice squad that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah.
And that I think, is where criticism could come, especially at that position, because I think outside of their desperation to go get that franchise quarterback in their first year or two as, you know, a regime here, since then, the position group they've been the most obsessed with getting to an elite level is that defensive line.
And it never has been.
Constantly the group that falls short in that final game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that could be a lightning rod position if they don't perform this year. I mean, because it would be – this is their guys, right? Like, they've got their first-round pick in Rousseau, who is signed, and they've got Oliver, who was a top-10 pick, and they've got all these other draft picks behind them. I know they're rookies. Dwayne Carter is a third-round pick. That's the draft compensation they trade down with in the Xavier Worthy trade to get.
Yeah.
Joey Bosa is their biggest free agent signing of the summer. Epinesa was their first draft pick of a draft. Like, there's so much put into it that if you're getting to a place where some point during the season, this isn't going well, Jordan Phillips, again, put him in there.
Yeah.
Like, that could happen. I remember when Beasley came back and there was a little bit of that. Like, how could you be at a place where Cole Beasley and John Brown have to come back and save the day off the couch when they're basically out of retirement because they're not NFL players anymore? And that I think, is not where you want to end up on the defensive line. Do you want to believe this defensive line could be a top-10 unit in the league? And Jordan Phillips playing meaningful snaps, I don't think screams that that's a top-10 unit. I think that screams that something's gone wrong and you've got to plug in a guy that you just he knows how to do it.
Yep. We'll get the complete clarification breakdown from Sal. He's got why it works this way, where he would sign, be released, then because he doesn't have to clear waivers, so he's just on the practice squad, all that sort of it. Like, Sal's got that. That's coming up at 7 o'clock.
He's also wearing a number that doesn't instill much
52?
Confidence.
Yeah, that's troublesome. The other part, as you lay that all out, there's another piece of news today to make this point, and that's Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
He got a raise, he got more money, and he got assurances he'll be a free agent, right? So you want to go up to Trey Hendrickson next offseason? Is Bean already thinking about it? This year it was Bosa,
yeah.
And we'll see how Bosa plays, and if it works, I mean, they could bring Bosa back. But if it doesn't go well for Bosa, aren't they chasing defensive end again? And aren't they thinking,
yeah,
well, this is the Vaughn deal part two, except he's younger. He'd be younger than Vaughn at the time. He's a premier pass rusher, and he's available, and they do not become available. When Bean was asked wasn't Pat McAfee, so who asked him last week, if you could add any one player in the NFL, he said,
it was the
Bustin' with the Boys.
Bustin' with the Boys, yeah.
He's like, a guy who plays down in LeBronstown, you know, maybe got $40
million. Yeah.
He's talking about Myles Garrett. He would have liked to have had Garrett, who didn't become available. Next year, next offseason, Trey Hendrickson's going to be available.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to resign with Cincinnati.
No chance.
No chance.
No chance. And he'll be 31.
Yeah.
So it's not like he'll be 34 or 35, like what Vaughn was even.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hope we're ready for that conversation, because we talked this whole offseason about Garrett and Crosby and Hendrickson. And next offseason, Hendrickson will be out there to get a $140 million contract probably.
Well, because they're either going to re-sign Bosa or they're going to go get another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not going to go... What would have to happen? Landon Jackson gets 12 sacks this year,
right?
For them to not do that? Like, it's not realistic. Like, they're going to go after a guy. I mean, obviously, the dream scenario, I think, is that Parsons is available in a year, right?
Right.
That he's still in it with Dallas and hasn't signed, and they're talking about franchise tagging or trading, and then you call Jerry Jones and be like, we will give you whatever you want. Blank check. This is the player I've been searching for 8 years. What do you want? Anything but Josh. Take it.
Yeah. Is it wrong to look at their cap space for next year?
The Bills?
Yeah, they don't have a lot. They got to work. They got work to do.
With 12 days before the season?
Right, before next year's cap. Anyway, 803-0550, if you have a thought on that. Again, Jordan Phillips, he probably will play. I think he might play in the opener because it's Baltimore and they're going to need someone that knows what they do. I don't know if you want to throw Deion Walker and TJ Sanders out there in extended snaps now that they're going to get game planned against.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Like, if it is Jordan Phillips that gets some run early in the season or spot duty here and there, I don't think that's a terrible, terrible thing, but it does probably, it's only maybe only because of Ogunjobi's suspension, although Ogunjobi has not exactly been all that impressive in the preseason here. So, you know, we're talking defensive line because the Bills focus on it a lot, and the Phillips news is just like, man, we're here again talking about whether or not they have enough up there.
He did have one moment last year in the Chiefs AFC Championship game. You see Joe Marino's tweeting out the video. It was a play I had forgotten about, like hadn't remembered maybe even that day. I wouldn't have remembered it. They did have one stop that they needed on Kansas City, and it was Phillips. The AFC Championship game, it's first and 10, first and goal at the 10 for Kansas City. It's a tie football game, and there's 4:28 to go. First and 10, Phillips gets the sack. Like the clip is actually super impressive. He basically lifts up the Chiefs guard and just throws him back into Patrick Mahomes and gets the sack, and then it's second and goal at the 17, and it's basically, okay, they're playing for a field goal now.
Yeah,
so
that's big.
He did have a moment the last time we saw him on the field, but still not a guy that, you know, you'd like to think Deion Walker and TJ Sanders won't allow Jordan Phillips to get into the rotation because they're going to be producing.
803-0550. If you want to give us a ring on this, where we're starting today, Sean in Toronto is with us. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I was just thinking about this Phillips signing, and I think there's a little bit more to it. I'm thinking since we're kind of hurting at safety and the New England safety became available, we may be looking at trading Ed Oliver to New England for their safety. I think his last name's Duggar. Yeah. So I think maybe there's a little bit more to it.
Kyle Duggar. Yeah. So Kyle Duggar, if the Bills are trading for Kyle Duggar, the Patriots better be eating $15 million of his cap hit. He's got a $15 million cap hit. This is a second-round safety, high draft pick that has not really worked out. It has not worked out for Kyle Duggar in New England. He's a 29-year-old safety, and
I'm not a big Ed Oliver fan at all, but not for Duggar.
That's trading a good player for a project.
Yeah, we talked to Evan Lazar yesterday about what's going on with him, and he had ankle surgery, I guess, in the offseason and hasn't looked right since coming off of that, and that he didn't have a good season last year, and he's more a Belichick-type safety that likes to play down in the box, and Vrabel doesn't, like, they're looking for a different, like, over-the-top guy.
Okay.
Which, by the way, how does that sound? Like, guy that's better off playing closer to the line of scrimmage. It kind of sounds like Cole Bishop.
It does, right.
In ways. So, a guy like that that just had ankle surgery and didn't have a good year, like, I mean, if you want to figure out a way to get him for, like, a six-round pick, if they're willing to take salary, but I'm not trading Ed Oliver for him.
803-0550. Thanks, Sean. Could it mean that somebody else is being traded? Dwayne Carter? I mean, Carter is one of a few players on this roster that, if he does make the team, won't, I say most, I'm not sure like 2,000 Bills fans total have an opinion on Dwayne Carter making the team, but you know the idea. Isn't it because of draft status alone?
Sure. I mean, he would be the quickest they've given up on a day two pick in like a decade.
Yeah.
At least during this, like this GM. They gave up on Boogie Basham after 2 years. That's the quickest.
And Basham never flashed.
No, nothing.
There was very, very little. And if you look back on Basham, did they hold on too long? I wonder if with Boogie Basham and now here with, my mind went blank.
Dwayne Carter.
Thank you, Dwayne Carter. Would they say, you know what, we waited too long on Basham. We can just move on. We've got more reinforcements to that position. You know, today's roster cutdown day, by the way. We haven't mentioned that yet. So 4 o'clock today, the first 53-man roster, sometimes called the final 53, which then changes again and again and again.
But cutting him outright, though, just feels like that would be...
Carter could be moved for a sixth. And
right. Other GM liked him in the pre-draft process and is like, yeah, we'll take a flyer on him.
Right.
I don't know.
Carter would, of course, on the narrative side of things, make the Worthy trade with the Chiefs only about Coleman and Worthy. It, for a while, was like, well, they really wanted a third-round pick. They spent that on Dwayne Carter if he doesn't even make the team out of year two, which, I don't know. I hear a lot of, maybe he won't. And could he get claimed? I don't know. Could he get traded? I guess that's possible as well. but it's definitely not gone well for him. At the start of the career, his career last year, there were positive signs, and then he was just basically a non-factor the rest of the way. And here we are.
Right. There was a moment in the Texans game, and that was like the last we heard from him.
Yeah, it's week four last year, four or five.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't even in the lineup, really.
Yep. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Of course, the Bills had their preseason finale against the Bucs. Got some things to get out of that. I suppose I would warn against that. I'd be very, very slow to accept any sort of, hey, Cole Bishop really popped in this game. I mean, you have all backups playing. Everywhere there are backups. You have, if McDermott, as he said, scouts and game plans between a 0 and a 1 for the first preseason game, what do these coaches do for the final preseason game?
It's a negative.
Between a 0 and a 0.001?
Yeah.
There's nothing. You got running backs that show up that day and lead the team in rushing.
Yeah.
So the third and final preseason game is something I'm going to be really careful about here. So nice to see Bishop make a couple of tackles, but I don't think that they should necessarily gain any confidence out of that idea that he played and he made tackles. Doesn't mean much to me. Deion Walker, I think the arrow is up on him, but same kind of thing. As soon as a team scouts the Bills and says, all right, well, when he's on the field, here's what he doesn't do well. That's the game. That's football. You know, you get out there and show you can do something, and they force you to do things you can't do. So we'll see. Everybody I talked to while I was gone for 4 or 5 days was, hey, how are they going to be? Well, they're going to be great. But I'm wondering about this defense, if they're going to pull it together. And right now, you know.
Especially for week one.
Especially for week
who's
one.
Who's playing corner? Week who's one playing, against the Ravens.
Who's playing corner? How's it going to look with a with a corner issue and a safety issue?
That's one thing to watch today is, we talked about this with Sal yesterday, that Dane Jackson could get cut today, or he could start week one against the Ravens.
Based on how Tre'Davious White is.
Right.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you're on hold, stick with us. Jeremy and Joe, good Tuesday morning, August 26th. And it's roster cutdown day, so maybe some more trades around the NFL. Maybe we get some stuff on the Bills. I found my first Tyrell Shavers tweet. Very happy to have found about that. To find out how long I've been on the Shavers train. We'll see if he makes this roster. If he doesn't, I don't know how mad we're allowed to be, but...
Well, what happens after that? Is he just go to the practice squad? Or can't keep him a secret anymore because of the one-handed catch and someone else? What if he goes to Kansas City? That'll freak people out, right?
I mean, they aren't exactly bereft at wide receiver, right? They've got.
What
some...
if he goes to New England or the we don't care about the Dolphins.
And they,
anymore,
listen,
right?
They lost Isaiah Hodgins.
They did.
Remember him? He went to the Giants.
Yep.
He played more games than Shavers did for the Bills, though, when he was on the practice squad and ultimately left.
Did he? You remember him playing games for the Bills?
I think maybe I'm wrong. I thought I did.
He's played, how many games did he play for the Bills? He played 3 games for the Bills.
3 times as many as Shavers. Well, I shouldn't say that.
No, because Shavers had a...
But Shavers only had one catch.
He had one catch. I mean, I remember him being open in the Houston game when Josh chucked it down the field to Hollins. 3-3. There you go. He's played the exact same amount of games.
Hodgins, in his Bills career, had 4 catches.
For how many yards?
41.
Not as much.
Not as much as Shavers.
Not as much as Shavers.
803-0550. We'll see if it is Shavers Day, if there's a trade coming, Elijah Moore, if he makes the team. We've got, you know, lots to get to. Sal at 7 o'clock on the Jordan Phillips signing, what that all means. We'll talk about it with you. And what do you make of that observation of mine? Agree or?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Disagree. That the defensive line is where people really start to look in on Bean and his investments and whether or not they are returning as much as they should be. 803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550 here on WGR.
Yeah, for me, it's about common sense prevailing, understanding what Terry McLaurin means to this team, not only with his production and what we see on the field, but what he means to this team in the locker room, how he helped a young Jaden Daniels become the offensive rookie of the year. And the one thing you don't want is to have this team set back
derailed
by not signing one of their best football players, but also one of their best people. And if you're the Washington Commanders, you're trying to figure out how to make back-to-back playoffs.
Ryan Clark on Terry McLaurin. Let's remember this as the year that the Holdens worked. They all got their deals. Cook got a deal. Yeah. McLaurin got a deal. Even Hendrickson got a raise for this year. More money this year. Didn't get all the guarantees he wanted, but he's going to be a free agent, so he's got more money to play on this year. That's Ryan Clark on Terry McLaurin. I did see the last eight receivers to sign post age 30.
Okay.
It is not a long line of success stories. Tyreek Hill, Diggs. McLaurin is 29. He turns 30 in 2 weeks. So the contract is not like a post-30 contract, but it might as well be. There aren't that many that have been good post-30 on contracts. Devontae Adams is one that has been.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that. We'll see about the Commanders and McLaurin. I think he's a great player and, you know, good for them.
And he survived how many quarterbacks and multiple owners and GMs and coaches, and he's been there for 6 years now. This will be his seventh season with the team. Not quite a Hall of Famer, though, right? He's not a Hall of Famer, is he?
No.
He's had 1,000 yards every year of his career, except for year one where he had 919.
He would need 2 to 3 more and some playoff success, I would guess.
Okay.
2 to 3 to 4 more. I mean, 1,000 yards every year is like Mike Evans' career. So it's pretty good.
He's 80 yards away from being the same thing. Not the same thing, because Evans has done it 10 years in a row, but McLaurin was 80 yards from having 6 years to start with all having 1,000 yards. Somebody tweeted at us very quickly, because you called it Tyrell Shavers Day. Like, all this attention. He went to Alabama. He was recruited to Alabama. And someone asked, like, how come he didn't do anything at Alabama? Listen to the wide receiver room.
Oh boy, let me guess.
That Tyrell Shavers was a part of at Alabama.
Jerry Jeudy.
Yep.
Jamison Williams.
Nope.
No, he's too old for that.
Earlier than that.
Okay, Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy is correct.
Boy. I mean, he's not going all the way back to Julio Jones, obviously.
No, not that.
Who's the guy that caught the ball around the guy? Him.
He caught a ball
around the back of a guy. All right, go ahead. Give me who they were.
Henry Ruggs.
Pro throw. It might have been the guy that did that.
No, I don't have that either.
Okay, Ruggs.
Henry Ruggs, Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith, and Jerry Jeudy.
It's pretty good.
were the four wide receivers ahead of him at Alabama. Not great chances to get in there. And you got four first-round picks all ahead of you.
That's pretty tough.
At Alabama.
Yeah, it was Tyrone Prothro who made the catch. I'm thinking of, if you want to go ahead and Google that.
Tyrone Prothro?
Tyrone Prothro.
What year is this?
What year is the catch?
Yeah, like...
You've seen the occasional...
Like how many years off
I'm just saying, you've seen the occasional catch where you catch it around the back of the defender.
Sure.
He had the best one of those of all time.
Yeah, this catch was in 2005.
2005, all right. 20 years ago, I got to catch...
20 years ago.
Yeah, it's August 26th, I got to catch from 20 years ago in my head. That's all.
Close.
It is the best catch you've ever seen like that, though. Right. My first Shavers tweet, to your point, I went back to find it, like the advanced Twitter search, like, all right, when did I start talking about Shavers?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was the 2023 preseason, because someone wrote to me about whatever, and I said, don't you dare try to talk me off of Tyrell Shavers. That was August 12th of 2023. The Bills played the Colts that day to open the preseason, and Shavers had a touchdown in that game. So okay. He's been grinding since his first preseason appearance with the Bills, where he catches a touchdown from, I believe, Matt Barkley. The rest of the receivers in that game are hilarious, just like a preseason depth chart of amazingness. You know, Marcel Aitman gets a catch in that game for the Bills.
Marcel Aitman.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is an aside on Tyrell Shavers. Here are your leading receivers in that Bills-Colts game where Matt Barkley and Kyle Allen played. Eddie Isabella, Keyshawn Johnson, Marcel Aitman, Tyrell Shavers, Desmond Patton, Jordan Mims. Yikes. Shakir, Latavius Murray, Jace Sternberger, a guy named Joel Wilson played and caught a catch. There you go. But Shavers had a touchdown.
Okay.
2 for 38 and a touchdown. So I've been on the Shavers train to a small degree since August of 2023. We'll see if he makes the team.
As the leader of the team Shavers here, what is the most you could see him doing this year? The absolute most.
Jake Kumerow.
Which is a couple catches, and you're playing on special teams, you're inactive,
and
sometimes.
And when called upon, he maybe gets the job done. Did Mac Hollins make everybody forget about Jake Kumerow? I mean, Jake Kumerow's career high in catches with the Bills was four.
Four, right.
Four.
Right. Hollins had 31.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Somewhere between 4 and 31 maybe is likely.
Yeah.
If he's on the team.
Kumerow had 7 targets in his final season here.
Right.
You know.
He had 1 touchdown in 3 seasons.
Yes. It was a heck of a touchdown. It was Josh Allen's, one of his favorite throws.
Yeah.
That story from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what could Shavers do? Something like that. He gives them something on the outside. Elijah Moore, on the other hand, might give them somewhat of a redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
It really is between those two, is it not? Has to be between those two.
I wonder, I mean, I feel like all six are going to make it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, Shaver, that seems to kind of be the sound of it. If somebody does get cut, maybe it would be more. I mean, he played in the preseason game against Tampa, and he did, I think, into the second quarter. So I don't know if that's a great sign for him. They threw him a couple screen passes. He looked good on one of them, so... I don't know. I mean, there's guaranteed money there, right? Like, you don't save anything by cutting them. So I think six is very possible for them to keep at the position. They've done it before.
803-0550. Adam in Aruba. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Morning.
So I was thinking, are we the only team in the NFL that brings in guys pretty much out of that are almost out of retirement to come back? Like, we had Phillips, we had Klein, we had Beasley, we had Brown. I think it's embarrassing, honestly. Like, I don't understand why we can't give rookies a little bit more trust than, like, the washed-up players. Like, should we call Terrence McGee to see if he's going to play CB2? Or, like, should we see who, like, what Tequila Spikes is doing this year? Like, I get it. Like, we give, like, on defense I'm talking about. We did give Benford some trust his first year and a little bit for Bernard, but I can't think of anyone else on defense. And, Jeremy, honestly, I love when you held Bean accountable. And he got angry like months ago because he acts like he knows everything and he's absolutely great at his job. But I think he's just an average GM. I'm going to go because I'm roaming right now. All right. I'll listen. Thanks.
Thanks, Adam. Roaming from Aruba.
Fired up.
Did he call? We have a toll-free line still, right? 888. I mean, yeah, hopefully it's toll-free, Adam.
I mean, do other teams do it? To this extent? I'm not sure about to this extent.
Bring back their old players?
Just very quickly, I looked at the Chiefs depth chart. Like, Kansas City, I've got three examples.
Mecole Hardman again and again and again?
I don't have him back there now, okay. But you give it time. He'll be back there in no time. Like, Juju left and came back.
Yeah.
Right? On a cheap deal. Didn't work in New England. He comes back for nothing in Kansas City. Kareem Hunt is still on Kansas City. Same thing. They got injuries. They brought back a guy they knew. I'm just looking at their – Mike Edwards is back there at safety. So that's three guys that they've kind of done that with. Again, like, I don't have a chart in front of me to tell you that the Bills have done it less than anybody else, but sure, I'm sure a lot of teams do it to some extent, especially the teams that have had coaches for a long time.
Right.
I think if you have a, like, who's a first year coach? Like, Kellen Moore doesn't have that right now in New Orleans, right? Because what's he doing? He might be pulling depth guys from Philadelphia, guys that he knew there. That's what the Bills did from the early days when McDermott first got here. What'd they do? They brought in the guys they knew for depth roles. Where'd they come from? Carolina. How come guys don't come from Carolina anymore? Because those guys are now former Bills. So, I don't think it's that unique, but I also feel like it's enough guys where I would be surprised if the Bills don't do it as much as almost anybody. They do it a lot.
They do. They do. I think with the Phillips thing, again, we started off the show talking about this because I do believe that there is a window into how Bills fans are feeling about the defense with this news about Jordan Phillips. Again, Sal has kind of clarified he is going to be signed and then waived and then, well, whatever, not subject to waivers. He'll be signed and then released and he'll be in the practice squad.
Yeah.
It is because if this were the secondary, this were a corner that they had brought back. You know, he joked Terrence McGee. I don't know, Levi Wallace is the answer here.
Well, they've already done it with Dane Jackson, right?
Dane Jackson is already here.
Yeah.
Like, what I'm getting at is the defensive line has been the position that they poured a lot into. They had before this year, and they poured a lot into this year with whatever, extensions,
yep,
or rookie contracts. Sorry, free agents, Bosa, Ogunjobi, Hoyt. That's three free agent moves on the defensive line for the most part. Two premium draft picks, three premium draft picks, a second, third, and a fourth. That is six pieces. Like, you had six pieces to your defensive line, and right before the season, you're talking about Jordan Phillips is coming back.
Right.
People panicked. How could you possibly want a guy that doesn't have any other options to be on your 53? How bad is it up there? Now, again, he's not going to be on the 53, but the panic or the whatever, the reaction was swift. And the other thing I didn't talk about too much because we only got immediate reaction was the idea that Gabe Davis was going to come for a visit.
Yeah.
And he did.
He did.
Gabe Davis came in for a visit.
Hasn't signed anywhere.
He's another one where, was he on the practice squad? Because is he going to be on the practice squad?
No, he's not going to do that.
Right, I don't think so either.
He's
And if he makes the team ahead of Shavers, you might like that. I'm not here to tell you that Davis is not better than Shavers. I don't really know. Every time Davis has a season where he underwhelms, people say he has an ankle injury. It happens every single year that he picks up an injury that's said to be why he's not as good as he could be. And I don't know if I want to go through that again.
Yeah.
He's maybe not physically ready. Maybe he's close. The Davis thing is not a horrible idea, but it's kind of like the Jordan Phillips thing where it's what it represents. You have these off seasons and you keep going back to the well on these guys that – you know, they left for a reason.
Yeah, the difference with Davis would be, like, I think if he signs, like, he's definitely playing. And that's because of where they are in their careers. Jordan Phillips admitted to it, like, this is it. Like, I'm either coming back to the Bills or I'm done. So he's out of options. It's not Micah Hyde coming to the practice squad at the end of his career or Beasley or Brown coming at the end of their careers. Like, Gabe Davis is 26. He's the same age as Shavers. So he's not signing up to do that role. Like, he's still thinking, if I'm Gabe Davis, I know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I still got a career. I'm trying to play five more years in the league, six more years in the league. And
that's tough.
When I go to the Bills practice squad, like, I'm going to be 35, 36 years old at the end of it. And I'm right now trying to find a role, trying to find a roster spot, a place where I could actually be on the field. And I think the Bills, especially if Shavers did anything for himself in that preseason game and in camp along the way, and you've already got yourself to six guys that you feel like could make the roster, I don't see how Davis fits in. I think your original theory about they're almost maybe doing him a favor, you know, helping him get another team to be interested. And then on top of that, like, hey, well, now we know what your medical situation is in case we need you later in the year. Like, that's more what I think happened. I can't imagine him signing in the next couple of days the way Phillips did.
803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, stay tuned. If you like the content about are they going to bring back Terrence McGee, we are later in the show going to draft a quick little two-round snake draft. Former Bills who will return.
Oh. Is McGee going to return? See, I don't want – he said as cornerback too. I want him to return as the kick returner. Then I'm in.
How many years ago did he retire?
Terrence McGee?
Yeah.
20.
6? 8? 12?
No, more than 6.
Yeah?
2012.
All right.
So 13 years ago.
We will draft Bills.
He could do it today.
No longer here, likely to return.
He could return a 25-yard return today, I bet. At 44 years old, he could do it.
I've got a few players on my board.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Bets who I'd, you know, who's coming back eventually. I mean, is Gabe the number one pick in this draft? He might have to be the number one pick. He visited.
What about Poyer? Poyer said a month ago that he'd like to finish his career with the Bills.
Ooh.
And they need safeties.
Can they resist? 803-0550, our phone number, Jeremy and Joe. Sal at 7, that former Bill to become a Bill again draft, maybe in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get to it here on WGR.
3-2. Fly ball driven. Way back.
The big dumper, 50th home run. He also becomes the only switch hitter with 50 homers in a season.
Really?
Other than Mickey Mantle. It's the big dumper and Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle was a switch hitter?
Yeah. Only switch hitters with 50 homers in a season. Eighth players in Major League history to reach 50 in August.
He hit home runs both sides, right?
You're saying like it doesn't count if you hit all 50 on one side, to only get like bloop singles on the other side.
You don't get to be the great like switch hitter hitting 50 home runs unless you've hit a home run with both.
Yeah.
There's an ambidextrous high school quarterback I saw that's getting high school recruiting.
What's the advantage?
What's the advantage? If he rolls to the left, he can throw with his left hand.
I guess.
You don't know which arm angle he's going to come from. I think it's an I think that would be an advantage. The switch thrower. I think mostly rolling out of the pocket would be the biggest difference, right?
Boy, first Travis Hunter, now we got this guy.
You're never throwing across your body. Like, if you're rolling left, you're throwing left. You're rolling right, you're throwing right. So I think, you know, that would be interesting. I hope he makes the league, just to see what it looks like.
Speaking of heroes, Sal Capaccio joins us on the other side. He was at a golf tournament yesterday, the Coaches versus Cancer Classic, I believe he tweeted out about. We'll get the latest on Jordan Phillips on news ahead of cuts. Bills roster cuts to come today down to the first 53/final 53, however you want it. Sal joins us on the other side. We'll get to the breakdown on exactly how this Jordan Phillips thing's going to work and all that on the defensive line. Any questions you have for Sal? Wide open phone lines. Give us a ring. 803-0550 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.